Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Well, we can't help but be ourselves, and we're always going to be true to our nature. But do we really think we're who we really are in this world, or do we have an illusion about who we are? Who could we be if we're not ourselves? Well, maybe we can't help but think the truth about ourselves. But let's figure out how to do that in a better way, looking at our cards. So we're going to do that with Alexander Dunlop. Alexander, welcome.
Peter, great to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Make sure you're not breathing into your mic, okay? I'm hearing some static. So we're really going to have some fun talking about cards again, because it's amazing how deep they go into our personalities and how we're living them out. We're born to these cards. This is the 52-card deck. And it knows somehow, I don't, maybe you know how it's derived, that it knows the cards we're born with based on our birth dates. But it knows, and it's always correct. And you and I know, we've worked with so many people, and and it's always true, right?
It is. It is always true. And it really is astounding how accurate it is. And over the years, I've started to completely 100% trust in the accuracy. I mean, it's surprising how just based on the numbers of our date of birth, we can have this accurate roadmap of our life. But it's there, and it's true.
Right. And I've never asked how these cards are derived by knowing. I know there are charts that you can look at and say, oh, okay, so I'm October 18th, and therefore I'm a four of clubs. But I don't know why October 18th means that I'm a four of clubs. But maybe that's a science we, I don't know.
Well, there is a, I mean, the quick version of that is that each card has a solar value, 1 through 52. Because there are 52 cards, and so they're numbered 1 through 52. And so whatever date you're born on, we add the numbers together, we do a very simple mathematical calculation, and it spits out a number, and that number has to be between 1 and 52, and then we know that that's the card of the day.
Oh, interesting.
So it's an esoteric mathematical calculation.
Wow. I guess you've gotten good at that, because I know I can mention a birthday to you, and right away you'll come up with a card.
Right.
So that's pretty good. So anyway, we know we've talked about our birth cards, and we know that there's a ruling card also based on, I guess, the planet of your astrological sign. That particular card becomes our ruling card, and then and those are primary cards. Our birth card and our ruling card is how we live our life, and even not only how we live our life, it's how life lives us also, because it all works together, and life delivers our cards to us, even if we're not playing them right. And we can't really help but play them, but if we know them, we can play them better.
That's right.
And then you and I were talking about who we think we are. And that was fascinating. I hadn't understood that before. I knew that there was a Mercury card, and I've seen the Mercury cards, I've looked at them, and I know that the Mercury is how you think and express yourself, and I've known that, but I never gave it such importance as you have suggested, in that we really think we're our Mercury card. And
we do, yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Because I'm a Four of Clubs and a Jack of Spades on those, you know, birth and ruling cards, but and somehow I don't know how you knew that I'm the Two of Diamonds in Mercury, and so that I think of myself as someone who really wants to share with people, uniquely, individually with people, and help them in life. And would you say that's a Two of Diamonds?
Well, it's true. You think in terms of partnerships and connections, which is the two energy, and the diamonds are, you know, is the suit that represents the tangible material layers of life. So you'd be thinking in terms of practical partnerships. How can we work together in a practical way?
Or how can I help my clients?
Right.
You know, individually, uniquely, to help them live practically a better life. And a lot of what we know about the cards helps us practically live a better life.
Mm-hmm.
So sharing that is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about how a Mercury card can work for people in terms of, you know, unique cards what's your Mercury card?
Well, my Mercury card is the Seven of Clubs, and my Mercury card happens to be my ruling card, or I call it the personality card. And so in that case, it really is playing a double dose of, it's not only my personality that rules my life, but it is also how I would think about myself. And clubs is the suit of the mind. And number seven, we might think of as a spiritual number. And I certainly identified and self-identified as someone who is a thinker and an intellectual and a big picture thinker even. And it wasn't until I found out about the cards and started to absorb the fact that my primary energy is the Nine of Hearts that I was able to actually shift my entire orientation in life.
Right. And I think of the Seven of Clubs as someone who thinks magically.
Or it could be, at my best, yes.
And to me, you're a magical thinker. That's why you're involved with cards.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. So, I'm a diamond, you're a club. So we know that diamonds, as you said, have to do with living practically in the material world. And diamonds also have a sense of direction to them, right? So as a diamond thinker, I help create direction for people. And
well, you help ground things in the physical body and in the material actions. You know, in that kind of way of thinking, talk is cheap. Like in your mind, you want to know how does the rubber hit the road and where do we embody this and how do we embody this?
Right. And so being a diamond, and we're talking about anybody who is a diamond, not just for their mind, not just for thinking, but also for their birth card, their ruling card, et cetera. Diamonds have to do with practical and a sense of maybe where to take it. And by the way, let's invite people to call in. And the call-in number is 888-874-4888. So if people are listening and would like to ask about their cards, especially
Stephanie from New York City.
Okay, so we have somebody. Stephanie from New York City is on the line. So welcome.
Hi there.
Hi.
So
we would like to know what your birth date is so we can tell you what your card is and then tell you who you think you are.
Sure. My birthday is January 30th, 1985.
Uh-huh. And
I actually know my birth card from Alexander's website and Facebook and everything. But you're talking about the diamond suit, and I had a question about my Mercury card.
Right. So are you a Ten of Clubs?
Yes, I'm a Ten of Clubs.
Good. So your Mercury card is the Eight of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Alexander, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So Stephanie thinks she's an Eight of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about how she thinks about herself?
Well, the Eight of Diamonds is the powerful energy of good luck and good fortune and thinking as being the boss or the chief. So it would suggest to me that she aspires to be in a powerful position for herself and that she thinks
right.
of herself that way.
Eight is a power number.
That's
and,
right.
And the diamonds are practical in the material world. So Stephanie
right.
is powerful in the in a practical material world. Stephanie, does that ring true?
Of course. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, I feel like that potential is there for me, and I'm excited to grow and tap into it more and more. My aunt is an Eight of Diamonds, and she's one of the head fundraisers for Dartmouth University. So when I think of Eight of Diamonds, I think of her often because of her ability to wield financial abundance with the people in her life. But I am a Ten of Clubs, and Eight of Diamonds is my Mercury card. So you're right, it has to do more with the way that I think about myself.
And I think of it, somebody with a Ten of Clubs as someone who thinks big, because the clubs is the mind is thinking, and
mm-hmm.
the Ten is the Princess card, so it's, there's a lot expected of you, and you are willing to rise to the occasion and be a big thinker.
Mm. Thank you. That's true.
Yeah. So you put that together, the Eight of Diamonds, you're pretty powerful.
Well, yes, and what I want to chime in with, Peter, what I was sharing with you when we were prepping for our show today is that we can get ourselves in trouble by over-identifying with our Mercury card because then we're stuck in our head. And, you know, I have my own version of that, and so do you. And in the case of having the Eight of Diamonds, it might mean some disappointment about why don't I have all this power that I think I should have, or why don't I have this financial abundance that I think I should have. And so there can be some disconnect there and maybe disappointment because we think it should be so, but it isn't the primary pattern of life per se. Right?
No, I like that. So we can actually overemphasize who we think we should be.
Yeah.
So then
we
have to resort back
to
our birth card and our ruling cards.
Well, for our primary energies, but then it is true that, you know, for someone like Stephanie with the Ten of Clubs, having the Eight of Diamonds in Mercury would suggest that she is connected to wealthy and powerful people. And so that she would have that in her life, and she can certainly grow into that for herself.
Right.
Just the danger would be in over-identifying with it.
Right. So it's good to think you're that way, but really observe your other cards as well. And yet the Ten of Clubs is a big thinking card, so you know you have both of those to think big with, and that's an opportunity. So you're gonna I think you're gonna play big in life. Alexander, what do you think?
I think she is too.
Yeah, great.
Now, Stephanie, do you have any thoughts with your powerful Ten of Clubs mind, any thoughts on what we've shared so far about the Eight of Diamonds and Mercury?
Well, I love how Peter said it has to do as well with people I was, or maybe you said who I'm associating with. Like, even if it's not something of my own doing, because that would be one thing is funny about the receptive energy of the ten. It, maybe it's not something that I'm necessarily doing, but something that I'm bringing into my life or something that's next to me. Like the Mercury card is sitting next to me. So really interesting to own how these aspects are inside of me, but also honoring that they are in the place, like the card, the one card over or something. I'm just kind of thinking about it because I usually think about the Ten of Clubs. I don't think about my Mercury card enough, I guess. So I'm glad you're both inspiring me to remember that card.
Right, but the Ten of Clubs also has a shadow to it, which is there's a lot of pressure on you being the princess. And so I'm really glad that you're studying with Alexander. And you can really learn to be better at who you are.
I recommend that to a lot of people.
Yeah. Right. So I recommend that people really get to know what Alexander is doing. And he has a book called Play Your Cards Right. And he has classes. And it's wonderful that, Alexander, that you're offering so much to people to help
them. Yeah, absolutely. And I had studied so many different spiritualities, theories, and my entire life I've always just been reading New Age books, and it wasn't until I had my cards read with Alexander that I learned about that princess energy, and that was a huge shift for me. And you're right, Peter, it is a lot of pressure, and the cards were the one thing that were really able to identify what that is in particular. So it is a very intimate system. It's very, very helpful. And thank you so much for having me on the call, and thank you so much, Alexander.
You're welcome. And thanks for joining us.
And for the people out there who might find that they're a Ten of Clubs, know that, yes, you know that there's been a lot of pressure on you all your life to think big and to be big, and you're here to actually become that, but through the hard work that it takes to deliver on the promise of who you can be. Does that make sense, Alexander?
Well, it does. I like how you're framing it, Peter, that the Ten of Clubs can perceive a lot of pressure, and that's definitely true for Ten of Clubs who I know, that they feel like it might even be up to them, that everything is up to them to produce and take care of everything and care for all the world's needy and make sure everybody understands and everyone's taken care of. They can feel this tremendous sense of obligation because they feel intuitively like they've been blessed in a high position to be in the royal court as a princess energy. So they can feel tremendous pressure to serve and take care of others. And it's important for them to put clear boundaries up so they have a clear way of protecting their own energy so they don't get totally depleted.
Yeah, and I know, for instance, a Ten of Clubs who actually was overwhelmed by the pressure and had all kinds of substance abuse issues because of that, because it was too much pressure. So that's why I'm putting it out there that Ten of Clubs need to learn about themselves and understand why the pressure is there and who they really are to become in life.
Yes, so
let's see if there's any other caller on the line at this point.
Brianna, NYC.
Okay, so Brianna is on the line. Brianna, welcome to.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah.
What's your birthday?
My birthday is 9/22/1988, and my birth card is the Two of Clubs.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, I'm glad you know your birth card. So now we can focus on who you think you are. So, wow. Alexander, what are you getting about this? This is big.
Well, Brianna, your Mercury card, as you might know, is the King of Clubs, and so you think like a king.
Hmm.
Well, you aspire to.
Yeah.
Well, right. What I was going to say is in layman's terms, that might mean you think that you need to be the boss of a situation or that it's up to you to provide direction and leadership, that others are kind of lost without you.
That's interesting. What did you say?
He asked if that felt right for you.
Yeah, in terms of, like, information. Like giving information or something.
You want to know as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
I think the King of Clubs is someone who really wants to be the master of the mind.
Yes.
And just to be as smart as possible and own the facts, own the truth. Let's call it own the truth and be able to help people as the king of truth, of mind.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The flip side of that might mean that as King of Clubs, wanting, as Peter said, to be the master of knowledge, you may think, keyword being think, you may think you'd never know enough to be the master of the mind, and so that can make you an endless student, never thinking you've got enough knowledge to really own your crown. So you want to rest into your crown and acknowledge yourself for what you do know.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
This is great. Brianna, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, guys.
So is there another caller out there? I guess not. Okay, good. We can just keep talking about other suits. Because maybe another caller would still be a diamond or a club, and we haven't even talked about hearts and spades.
And well, what's interesting, what I see, and I was mentioning this to you when we spoke, Peter, especially for people who have a spade card in their Mercury position, and spades is what we believe and what we do. When it's in the Mercury position, it means that people think they always have to be doing something. And so these are the people that can often end up as workaholics because they think and they believe that they need to be doing something. So they'll not allow themselves to be quote-unquote lazy, right? They don't give themselves a day off because they think they should be doing something.
Is that because the spades also can represent the other suits as well, and so when you have it in spades, you think you've got to live it in spades?
That could be, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a comprehensive sense of I have to take responsibility for everything, and I have to do everything.
Right. Yeah, I like that understanding, and that'll help a lot of people. And then, and also help them let up on themselves, too.
Right. Well, the thing that I was sharing with you, too, is that, unfortunately, this is my biggest grievance with personality profile tests, any of them. I won't name the names of them, but any of them that require a subjective response where you answer a question on a survey, is we're always answering through our mind, of course, right? What's the question, and then we think about it, and then we answer, and what we think is the right response. And so, unfortunately, those kinds of profiles just reinforce our thought patterns, which can mean reinforcing egotistical patterns or reinforcing behavior that isn't healthy.
I agree, and I've always thought that about it. It's too prejudiced. Those tests are too much about who we want to be or who we're distorted about thinking we are without realizing enough about ourselves.
And we
only have a little time left, so let's just include the heart
suit. And, well, I had a really interesting example of that recently. I was at a conference, and there was a panel discussion talking about spirituality and well-being, and the moderator just offhandedly started talking about how when he takes personality profiles, it always shows up that he's an emotional person, living through his heart. And I went up to afterwards and talked to him to find out he's actually born to play the Five of Spades, which has its Mercury card, the Jack of Hearts. So I thought, well, of course, he thinks he's an emotional person, which is a very interesting paradox. But his self-conception is that he's an emotional person. But that's actually not true. He's actually a spade person, thinking that he's a heart person. And so he can get himself all tangled up in his emotions inside of his mind.
Right.
And so we want to help him see the truth of himself so that he doesn't get tangled up overthinking his own emotions.
So what we're talking about here is that the cards are complex in that we have a whole hand of cards we're dealt.
Yeah.
And we really have to know how they play with each other so we can play with the hand correctly.
Yes.
And it's deep stuff. And Alexander, I'm so glad that you're tackling this. You have a very astute mind and understand this in a way that really can help people learn about themselves. And there's a new website that you have, right?
Sure. It's called lifeelevated.life. And it's still a nonprofit foundation. I started the nonprofit foundation to share this knowledge in the world. And now our new name is lifeelevated.life.
That's wonderful. So people should go to that website, and they can reach you through that website.
Yes.
So Alexander Dunlop, it's wonderful having you on the show again. We'll have to do more of this, of course.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Good. It's so much fun. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.